Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the drop now, let's go!
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
Every Friday at 11 o'clock, it is the No Prize Pick'em Challenge on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX, getting ready for football this weekend. It is week 12 of the NFL season. We'll go through a handful of games and try to pick the winners. We've got back with us Ian from Manchester. I hope Ian's not the peeping Tom. Ian won last week, so he returns today. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, friend. Glad to have you back. And you were going up against former Cardinals broadcaster and newly retired Nationals broadcaster, Bob Carpenter, is with us on the show. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing? Everything good with you and Amy today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Great.
So here's the deal. It's super simple. All you have to do, we're going to give you the game, and you tell us who you think is going to win. Then when we get to the Sunday night game, you tell us who you think is going to win, and then give us the total amount of points you believe will be scored in the game. And of course, for each contest, let us know why you think that team is going to win, even if your reason makes no sense. It doesn't matter.
Which is entirely possible with a baseball guy.
That's great. Even better. All right, so let's get started with Ian and the Packers hosting the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Ian?
Going with the Packers on this one. I think their defense is going to hold out.
All right, Bob Carpenter.
Well, I was in Green Bay 2 weeks ago. They played the second worst game of the season, losing to Charlotte. I took my daughter on a bucket list trip to Lambeau Field. We were, it was a wonderful experience, bitterly disappointed in the game. And because they did that to us, I'm picking Minnesota.
Wow.
I love
it. That is a great, that's a great reason why to pick Minnesota. That Lambeau Field game is also something I've always wanted to do. I've had my cheese head, believe it or not, since I was 12. So I'll go ahead and we'll just cover the whole, any possible situation. I'll say the Packers.
All right. I'm picking the Vikings because, come on, I'm not picking those losers up there. All right. It is the Colts and the Chiefs. Colts are a really good team so far this season at 8-2. Kansas City is 5-5. I can't believe that's where they are. Ian, who wins this one? They are playing in Kansas City.
I'm going with the Chiefs on this one. I think with the pressure on to kind of keep their playoff hopes alive, they'll pull through.
Bob?
If this game was in Indianapolis, I would definitely take the Colts. But I'm kind of thinking Mahomes and Kelsey and that bunch, they're probably tired of losing more games than they have probably in the last 5 years in any season. So I think in a close game, maybe one score, I'm going Chiefs as well.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but...
You're picking against the Chiefs?
I think I am.
Wow. Okay.
I think I am picking the Colts.
That's stunning. I'm going to pick the Chiefs here. I still think they are way better than 5-5. I just don't think I can't believe this is where they are. I think they win at home because there's just no chance to me they actually miss the playoffs this year. And I think their run starts very, very soon.
They're going to have to hurry it up.
Yeah, they are.
And that's why I'm picking against them, because I feel like that increases their odds that they'll win.
Now we have two poo-poo teams playing. The Browns are on the road, taking on the Raiders. Both teams are 2-8. What do you think here, Ian?
This one was a toss-up for me, but I'm going Raiders just because the Browns seem to be forever cursed when it comes to rookie quarterbacks.
I think so, too. Bob Carpenter?
It's hard for me to pick the Browns to win anything based on some of the decisions they've made about their quarterback and other things with that football team in the last year or two. So my wife's from Vegas. If I don't pick the Raiders, I'm in big trouble.
Right, fair.
Smart man, that Bob Carpenter. I'm choosing.
Don't be in trouble at home, especially being retired.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Way too much.
You don't want that.
Well, we just had our 46th anniversary last week.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm still enjoying the honeymoon from a week ago Monday.
Okay, that's good. Awesome. So far, so good. Nice work. I'm going to choose Vegas because I think the visiting team will get there and get distracted. They'll probably go out. Go to the strip.
Yeah, probably.
And then they'll be hungover and they'll feel bad. So I'm picking the Raiders.
There will be a curfew, I imagine, for the Browns in Vegas. I am picking Cleveland. They are 0-5 on the road this year. I think they're going to get their first win in Las Vegas. At least I'm hoping. All right.
Maybe the Raiders are going out because things aren't going well.
The Raiders are like, screw it. We're here anyway.
To the strip.
The Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2. They are in Dallas to face the Cowboys. Ian?
I'm going to go with the Eagles on that one. I think their defense is going to hold up and prevail over the Cowboys.
Bob Carpenter?
Well, I live in Cowboy country down here in Oklahoma. And if you go against the Cowboys here, you're in big trouble. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Bob,
I don't think the Cowboys are going to do anything deep into the playoffs until Jerry Jones decides to put some football people in charge of that operation. And it's Eagles all the way for me.
There you go. He's not wrong about Jerry Jones.
Wait a minute. I thought you said if you go against the Cowboys that you're in
deep
trouble.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Wow.
I dislike the Cowboys that much. I don't care.
He is more afraid of his wife than he is the people of Dallas Cowboys, and the Oklahoma Cowboys fans.
Because at first I thought you were picking.
And of course, everybody down here doesn't understand why I like the Arizona Cardinals. that was my boyhood team in St. Louis. So I'm, those are my guys, not the Cowboys.
That's
despite
right.
Where I live.
Wow. Well, in the face, despite self-preservation, you picked the Eagles. And you know what, Bob? I'm on board with you. I, too, am picking the Eagles, even though I think Philadelphia fans are the worst. They booed Santa Claus.
I am picking. We're all together on this one. Yeah. This is for the first time today. We are all picking the same team. Philadelphia wins this one. They happen to be a 3.5-point favorite, if you pay attention to that sort of thing. Meanwhile, in New Orleans, a couple of other teams that aren't so good. The Saints are hosting the Falcons. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, this one was another kind of toss-up for me as well. I decided to go with the Saints. I think they're, coming off the extra rest and the Falcons being pretty beat up will allow them to win.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, logic says pick the home team when it's two pretty bad ball clubs. Just to be contrary, in hopes of winning this thing this week, I'm going to go with Atlanta.
All right. I like that thought process.
I think I am. I'm going to steal Bob's thunder. I'm going to pick Atlanta, too, for the same reason.
I'm going to pick the Saints. I have no reason for this other than Penix is hurt, right? I think I guess he hasn't been any good anyway.
It's his fifth time
getting
a major injury.
Yeah. I'm gonna stick with the New Orleans Saints at home. I think they win this bad boy. Let us now go to Bob Carpenter's boyhood team. That is the Arizona Cardinals hosting Jacksonville. Ian?
Let's see here. Yeah, went for Jacksonville on this. I don't think the Cardinals have the offense to keep up with the Jags on this one.
Okay, so Jacksonville wins. Bob?
I don't know if they still call them the Big Red like we did in St. Louis, but for me, it's Cardinals all the way.
All right, there you go. Arizona Cardinals. Amy?
I will have to go with the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Yep.
You know what? I'm solidarity with Bob Carpenter, I'm picking the Arizona Cardinals to win this game.
I like it.
Now, here's the most intriguing matchup of the entire weekend. It is the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Bears. And the Steelers probably will have Aaron Rodgers playing in this game, probably, but we don't know that for sure. So, Ian, what do you think?
Going with the Bears. Yeah. Can't root for Rodgers.
Ah, my guy. Bob Carpenter.
It's hard for me to pick along with Caleb and the Caleb Williams, right, and the Bears. Because as an Oklahoma Sooner, he and his head coach, Lincoln Riley, deserted us 3 years ago to go to USC and probably took a Heisman with him. But despite that, I think that the Steelers are in kind of disarray right now. To me, they're a mediocre 500 team. So, the Bears.
Yes, Bob Carpenter. Yes.
You're never going to believe this, Ronch. I usually pick against the Bears just to spite you. But every week that I've picked the Steelers, they've lost. So I am picking Chicago.
So you are still spiting me.
I'm picking Chicago.
Yes.
To spite you?
Yes, because when you pick the Steelers, they lose. So you want them to win. So you're picking the Bears.
4D chess, baby.
Yeah,
4D chess. That's what they call it.
Well, all right. You know what I'm doing. Let's go! I don't care if Aaron Rodgers plays. I don't care if his hand falls off. It doesn't matter to me. It's going to be a bad outcome for that big piece of doo-doo. Hate that guy. And the Bears will win.
Okay.
Over the Steelers, they're going to move to 8-3 on the season. Book it. Book it, baby. They will stay atop the NFC North. All right, our last game. This is it. It is the Buccaneers and the Rams. So tell us who you think is going to win this one and tell us the amount of points you think will be scored in the contest. The betting over-under is 49.5, Ian.
I'm going with the Bucs. Just can never root for the Rams after they did St. Louis, you know, so dirty. My score, I guess I'm going to choose 42.
42 points. What do you think, Bob Carpenter?
Well, Baker Mayfield was a great Oklahoma Sooner. I love the kid. But I think the Rams are too good, and I too am upset that they left St. Louis. But, you know, in the interest of being a professional here, I'll take the Rams, and my over-under is 54.
54 points in the Rams. Amy?
Well, I too am picking the Rams, but to somewhat mollify those who are mad that I've chosen L.A., I think it's going to be a snooze fest. 31.
31 points. Wow. Okay. That's a low total. All right, I'm going with the Rams, too. I think they are just way too good, and it's unfortunate, but they are, and I am going with 45 points in this game. Rams continue to be an impressive team to watch. Bob Carpenter, we appreciate you being a part of this fun today. Thank you, and congratulations on your retirement, and let's check back in at some point in the future.
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. Ian's from West County, right, I heard?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm South Kings Highway, so this is city versus county.
Wow. Things just got real tense.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
You got it. Bob Carpenter, one of the best, just retired as the Nationals play-by-play announcer on the television side, long time here in St. Louis with the Cardinals as well. So it was a real treat to have him on, and congratulations again to Bob for retirement. Ian? You know what you get if you win today, right?
Absolutely nothing.
That's exactly
Ian
right.
Ian gets it.
Well, you might get to come. This will be his second win, right? If Ian wins, yeah. You'll get to come back next week if you beat all of us. So we are wishing you the best.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
You don't really know this year. It's kind of been a wild ride in the NFL, I think.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I thought the Chiefs were much better, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Packers at the beginning of the season looked like world beaters. You know,
and
the Lions even look beatable. They're just started. The Rams are probably the scariest team, I think, in the NFC.
And who picked the Bears to be 7-3 at this point?
Well, again, a lot of people think it's fool's gold, and they might be right, because I feel like, you know,
skeptical,
I don't know, man. It's
guarded.
Yeah.
Cautiously optimistic.
There was a season, I think, 4 years ago or five, maybe 5 or 6. I'm not sure. But they started like 5-1. And it just felt like there's no way. There's no way this team is 5-1, and of course they were not really a good team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real quick, I'm going to leave it right here after I say this. I heard yesterday a Pentatonix Frank Sinatra mashup Christmas tune.
Are you new? Sure?
Yeah, it's new.
Okay.
I didn't know this was in existence, and I didn't know they were doing it, but it is I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Yeah.
Oh,
and they did a virtual
year?
Collaboration because Frank obviously is dead.
Yeah.
Yep, it's this year. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that was out there.
They're doing, you know, you do see this a lot in music, though. I think the first one that I remember, I was little, but it was Natalie Cole. They put her voice over
Nat
her dad,
King Cole,
Nat King Cole, for Unforgettable.
That's right.
And that was kind of cool.
I think
cool.
It was a whole album, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but I know she did sing it live at like a Grammys thing as
well. I remember
well,
that too.
Which is pretty special and moving. And then obviously a lot of bands will sample songs and use some of the same riffs. But yeah, there you go.
Frank did this was early 90s, I want to say. He did the whole duets album, but he did actually collaborate. He was still alive. And he did actually collaborate with a lot of artists. I remember, I think Bono was one of them. That's why I know this.
Well, I think didn't he sing a song with Leonard Nimoy?
I don't know the answer to that question.
There were a bunch of weird collaborations. Now, Bing Crosby and David Bowie, not my favorite. Not my least favorite.
I actually love that one. Yeah, I do.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's... I listen to that one anytime I get a chance. I'm a big fan. It's the only version of Little Drummer Boy I like.
Well, now that's a good point. It's really just not a great song.
Yes. So the duets album was 1993. Bono was part of it. Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett, Gloria Estefan, Luther Vandross, mm-hmm. Aretha, Barbara Streisand, Julio Iglesias, Kenny G.
Yep.
Yeah, hey. So there was a whole album there. But he did, and I don't know if he performed side by side with each of them, or maybe in some cases he recorded his part and then the other artist recorded theirs, but he was still alive. It wasn't mm-hmm. like this virtual thing that Pentatonix has done.
Yeah. They've done this. Did you ever listen to the Michael Jackson album that it was basically him singing and maybe some piano? It was just like a rough draft of his songs. Then he died. And then I don't know if it was Jay-Z or somebody produced all the songs after he died. I think it's called Fantasy.
Okay.
I think that's the album. Like one or two songs are okay, but it was all produced after he died. They used his voice. He had recorded his voice, had sung a very streamlined version.
If I knew about this, I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that does not sound familiar at all. Mm-hmm. Is it weird?
I think maybe if you hear one song and you think, wow, I don't remember that Michael Jackson song. But it's a little, I think Justin Timberlake's on it.
I think it would be unnerving to hear a new Michael Jackson song now. Something that he had recorded and has been produced after the fact. I think that'd be very weird. It was kind of like,
it's his posthumous album. It was like Teddy Riley, John McClane, and Escape. That's what it is. Escape 2014. Timbaland was on it.
Oh, Timbaland.
L.A.
I like
Reid
him.
And Rodney Jerkins.
I am not familiar with that at all. That's crazy. Did you? It's not the same thing at all. And I know we've talked about this before, but it would be like the time, maybe a year or two ago, I saw the one Seinfeld episode that I had never seen before. And it was the Puerto Rican Day Parade episode where they're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it, and I have seen every episode multiple times. And I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, what is this? I have never seen this episode. And apparently, back in the 90s, it got pulled from rotation.
Hmm.
I forgot why. But it got pulled from rotation. NBC didn't air it.
Wow.
And it wasn't syndicated. I have no idea. But imagine seeing a brand new Seinfeld episode in like 2022. Yeah. It was crazy.
Kind of like the Beatles tapes.
Apparently, online, it says, there's a controversial scene where Kramer burns and stomps on a Puerto Rican
flag.
That's
what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's right. That is right.
I don't remember that.
Have you seen the episode?
I remember them struggling to find a parking spot. Or them in traffic.
In traffic. And they get out of the car, don't they?
Or just like go to the restroom or something like that.
Yes.
I don't remember Kramer doing that, though. But it's because I've seen it once over.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen every other episode.
And that's
times.
The reason why, because I do remember reading about this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember watching it going, what is this? That, you know, it's a TV show that is one of the most exposed in history that everybody watched. And there's this episode I had not seen. And I thought I was in some kind of Twilight world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Congratulations, Jane from Chesterfield won tickets to see Pentatonix, and we still have Guns N' Hoses tickets to give away before the show is over today. Chris and Amy on KMOX, and we just did our No Prize Pick'em Challenge a little bit ago. Bob Carpenter joined the show for that, and we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, who are going to play again this weekend. And we've got with us Danon Hughes, radio analyst for the Chiefs and former wide receiver. They've got the Colts coming up. This is a really tough game at noon on Sunday. Pregame on KMOX at 11 o'clock. Danon, how's it going?
Going well, I guess, as well as it can be. These are desperate times. I mean, who would have thought coming into this season that we'd be in week 12 talking about one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts, and us being in a desperation mode and must-win circumstances. Like, this is truly like the Twilight Zone around the Chiefs' kingdom, so we're just trying to figure it out.
I'm sure you have a lot of people ask you about the Chiefs and their record, and how did they get to 5-5?
Well, we got to 5-5 the opposite way we got 12 wins last year. And I kind of did a deep dive into the Patrick Mahomes era and close games. Last year, including the playoffs, I'm not sure if I shared this last week with you guys, but including the playoffs, we were 12-0 in one-score games. This year, we're 0-5. Patrick Mahomes, or at least the Chiefs during his tenure, has never been worse than 500 in close games. In 2018, his first season, he was 5-5 in close games. Ever since then, 9-1 in 2020, 10-3 in 2022, and then, like I mentioned, 12-0 last year. So it's crazy to think, and I saw this mentioned on one of the sports networks, that this team is no better than they were last year, and no worse than they were last year. We just haven't been able to figure out how to win these close games. And games where we've been ahead and we allow teams like the Jaguars to drive the field and win. This game, we were ahead in the fourth quarter and allowed the Denver Broncos to drive the field and win, and had opportunities offensively to seal the game, and we couldn't make it happen. And it's frustrating, for sure. It's uncharted territory. But it's kind of where we are, and it's indicative of what the season is. So maybe last year, in many respects, we weren't as good as people thought we were, and maybe this year we're not as bad as people think we are now, but that doesn't change where we're at 5-5 and outside the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess that for me, I just keep falling back on the fact they have Patrick Mahomes, that when it matters, and I guess you could argue that right now it matters because they're 5-5 and you can't fall too much more behind here, because that's a bad position. But as long as you have that guy, when it does matter, you think they're going to win. So am I wrong to be looking at it like that? Because it seems logical.
Yeah, I think he has built up enough equity that you can still think that. But at the same time, when the clock hits zero and you look up at the scoreboard, and five times this season that has not been the case, that's also true. So I guess we can say multiple things can be true at the same time. Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes. I don't think any team, definitely not any opposing quarterback, would feel any kind of comfort opposite him on the sideline with a close game. Like, there's no comfort there. I feel like the Denver Broncos, the Jacksonville Jaguars, even the Philadelphia Eagles earlier this season would tell you that it was probably one of the more uncomfortable positions for them to be in when Patrick Mahomes had the ball late in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to drive the field and win a game. Having said that, doesn't change the outcome. And you can have some of that kind of aura about you like we've seen with the magic that Patrick Mahomes has made throughout his career, but then you have to be able to do it. And I mentioned on our pre-production call this morning that it's, like I said, a little bit of a Twilight Zone kind of mode that I feel like we're in. And unfortunately, it seems like the team, we're playing as if that one play is going to happen and we're going to be ready for that one play. And I feel like we're missing the opportunities of the other 10 plays that we could make, so we don't have to make that one play, if that makes a lot of – if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're so used to, okay, it's third down and six, and Joe Burrows is dropping back and Chris Jones sacks him, game over. And, you know, Josh Allen scrambles around on fourth down in the playoffs and he gets hit by George Karloftis and throws up a flailing duck and it goes off the shoulder pads of the intended tight end. Like, we're looking for those plays, and I feel like, well, what about the other 10 plays in the game that would put us in a position where we wouldn't need that one play? I think that's definitely on the table, and I think these guys have to retrain their mind to play with a little bit more emphasis, a little bit more intensity and focus on the other plays as opposed to allowing it to come down to that one.
Yeah, talking about that one play and how it worked for them last year, not so much mm-hmm. this year. Going into this weekend's game, are you focused more on the Chiefs' defense or their offense as being the key?
I feel like we have to focus on the defense. And it's interesting, Amy, because I watched the game last night. Not sure if you all saw the Buffalo Bills lose to the Houston mm-hmm. Texans. Mm-hmm. And then I look back at the game last week where we lost to the Denver Broncos. And there seemed to be a higher intensity from the defenses. Like, when was the last time, and this is not a criticism of anybody specifically, but I feel like the effort and the energy, the expectation of defeating offenses has kind of been lost on us a little bit. And what I mean by that, and to answer your question why I say the defense is, I feel like the defense, especially at home, at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, where the 12th man is real and the crowd goes wild, we're expecting decent weather. Like, you got everything on your side, and then you have a top offense coming in, the top running back in the NFL and Jonathan Taylor. You got Danny Dimes or Indiana Jones, whatever way you want to call him, Daniel Jones at the quarterback position. And big playmakers on the outside. This is the opportunity. And I feel like when we talk about must wins, this may not be a must win, you know, from a standings perspective as far as the playoffs, but I feel like from a confidence perspective, if we want to say that, you know, we're still headed towards the playoffs and we're still going to be a force to be reckoned with, we got to win this game, if for no other reason, for that to have that feeling back of somewhat invincibility, somewhat, you know, the strength of this team. So it's a long-winded answer, but I think the defense has to step up just because of the arsenal that the Indianapolis Colts are going to bring.
You know, and I'm sure you don't want to get too far ahead here, but if this doesn't work out and this team misses the playoffs, is this the sort of thing where something dramatic has to happen during the off season, or do you suppose they'll just kind of, you know, I mean, keep the core intact and maybe make some changes around the edges?
I think one thing about the NFL is, and people used to say it stands for not for long, and that can be your career, that can be from a career as a player, as a coaches, but it's always about constant change. And maybe in some respects, you can look at this roster and say, okay, maybe there are guys that we need to start to shuffle out. Maybe they have, you know, their welcome is done and they brought us 2 and 3 rings and maybe it's time for a shuffle. I guarantee you that that will be the case if we don't make the playoffs. Like, it's inevitable. You can't just line the same team up and get a few draft picks and pick up 1 or 2 free agents in the offseason and say, okay, we're going to make a run for another Super Bowl. I don't think that's the case. The standard has been set here, whether it's impossible feat, you know, to have this kind of streak for this long and continue it or not. The fact remains is because that standard has been set, I can't see them saying, you know what, this just happened to be not our year, and we're going to line back up and win those close games next year. I think it's going to be a shuffle. I don't know to what extent. You know, Travis Kelce is a guy who just set the record for touchdowns for the Chiefs' history, and he talked about not wanting to go out the way he did in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. I don't know if he wants to go out on a team that doesn't go to the playoffs. Who knows? So I think there's some decisions that will have to be made, and you hate to have those decisions be predicated on a losing season.
Yeah, and I know that there's still a lot of season left. So because the standard has been so high in Kansas City, are people already chattering about being worried about missing the playoffs, or are they still confident that this team knows how to do what needs to get done?
I feel like people are still in shock. And so to answer your question, I would say that they still are extending hope, but I think it's kind of like, I can't believe we're 5-5. I can't believe we're outside of the playoffs. I can't believe that the Denver Broncos and the Chargers are ahead of us in our own division. We've won it 9 straight times. So I feel like it's just a little bit of shock that's gone on. The fact remains is that we got 7 games left. To my calculations, mathematically, we could possibly squeeze in at 5-2. We can definitely get in at 6-1. But it depends on which games we lose. 5-2 would be a stretch because we've lost the tiebreaker to the Jaguars. We lost the tiebreaker to the Buffalo Bills. Depending on what 2 losses occur, we could, if the Texans are one of those losses, we'll lose the tiebreaker to the Texans. So you, and then if you wind up losing this week, you lose a tiebreaker, if that ever came about, with the Indianapolis Colts. So, like, because we've lost the games that we've lost, and specifically in the AFC, we've really put ourselves behind an eight ball, severely behind the eight ball. But you have to look around. Josh Klingler and I, during the pregame show last week, said that this was the first time that we were actually scoreboard watching with the intensity and the fervor that we did, because we have to look around and not just look around to see who's going to be nipping at our, you know, nipping at our legs for a playoff positioning and home field advantage, but for playoffs just in general. And now we're going to have to do that again this week. We got the 12 noon game. I guarantee you, if we're able to win, or even if we're able, if we wind up losing, there will be people immediately on their phones right after the game looking around to see what else happens, to see if we are in a position where we're going to be, you know, severely working uphill or in an impossible situation.
Dane and Hughes, well, there's only one thing left for you to do this weekend, and you know what it is.
This week we need a 2-piece. We got to hit 2 people in the mouth.
Okay. 2 people?
2 people?
Two peoples.
All right.
2 people. I'm going out on a limb. We got to give them a left, right, something.
Yeah, well, it's up to you, man, so go get them.
You got to do it.
Yes, we got to. We have to. Next week, I assume we'll be talking after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I will maybe still be eating leftovers by the time we talk at that point. It'll be lunchtime.
Bring some by. I'll be here.
And hopefully we're 2-0 between now and then, and we're on the right track to get back in this playoff hunt. So let's get it done. A twofer.
All right. Go get them, Danon. Danon Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst, former receiver. He is on the call with Mitch Holthus on Sunday, 12 o'clock game. It's here on KMOX. Our pregame is at 11, Chiefs-Colts. Wow, man, that's going to be amazing if they miss the playoffs.
I
can't imagine it's going to happen. I just really can't.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show, Out of Context.
See, it's always like bloopdooper.com. Well, what in the world is bloopdooper.com?
Hell yeah, I'd wear leather.
It smelled like a horse had died.
Have you heard of fubbing?
I love grandmas.
You just let the man cook.
Morons!
Why?
That's why I don't like too many of anything. I don't like too many people. Like, I don't like too many butterflies. This is not going to be good.
Dude, I don't remember. Except for fubbing.
Bloopdooper.com?
I know what fubbing is. All right. So we're doing Out of Context this week.
Give me that little bell behind your computer there.
Oh, you need the bell?
Yeah. So we haven't had an Out of Context in many weeks, so these are backlogged.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Which actually makes it more interesting, honestly.
So,
all right.
I'm gonna play these clips for you out of context. You have to tell me what the original context is.
See, it's always like bloopdooper.com. What in the world is bloopdooper.com? Now I do know this, actually.
Wow.
It just came to me. It's because we had that dumb survey/poll that said St. Louis is the best city for single people. And they always come out with these really incredibly bizarre poll results. Yeah. And it really is a company like bloopdooper.com.
Do you remember what this company was?
No.
There's no way. Zumper. A new study by Zumper. I was like, oh, yes, Zumper.
Zumper. What? You know, it's Gallup poll, the AP, and Zumper. Pretty sure.
And bloopdooper.com.
And bloopdooper.com.
Bloopdooper.
All right. Ron, give some context to this.
Hell yeah, I'd wear leather. Bro.
This is an old one, too. I mean, this is me being mean. These
wear
are old.
Leather.
Couldn't I don't even know where to start.
Is it some kinky political person?
No. It is kinky, though. No.
Oh.
Amy was talking about how her friends were trying to get into this really exclusive nightclub in Berlin and said you need to wear leather or something to get in. And Ron said he'd wear some leather, too.
Oh, sure. Why not? Yeah, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Not in this workplace, though. Maybe somewhere else.
Leather, mesh tops. I think you have to just lean in.
Yeah. What the hell? I'll do it.
Okay.
I want to hang out in Berlin. I want to fit in, too.
Amy, what is this from?
It smelled like a horse had died. It smelled like a horse had died. Is that when I had a squirrel stuck in my wall?
That's it.
Is it? Did I really?
Yeah.
And I don't remember talking about that at all.
I just remember
the squirrel.
That's it.
That was not a show memory.
You had a squirrel stuck in your wall?
Yes. Something died in my old apartment. And the story, I don't remember talking about this at all recently, but I initially told the story back with Charlie Brennan. That's how long ago this was.
Wow.
And it was during COVID when we were all quarantined. Something died in my wall. And I said the stench was so strong and so prolonged that it had to have been horse-sized. Which is a pretty big thing to die in your
wall.
I
feel like that happens a lot in chimneys.
Yeah.
Animals die up there.
I got one last quick one for Ranj.
Have you heard of fubbing? Oh, yeah, that's when you phone snub people.
That's it.
That's like when you're on your phone and they're in the room with you and you're just on your phone looking at your phone and not paying attention to them. That's fubbing. And I just learned about that this week.
That's it.
All right. Thank you so much for listening this week. And we want you to come back. Be here on Monday at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, if you miss us that bad, you can go get the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, KMOX.com. And actually go back and listen to all of yesterday's broadcast, the celebration of 100 years of KMOX. It's all there. You can read about the people that we honored yesterday. And you can listen to any part of the day you wish on KMOX.com. It's Chris and Amy. When we come back, or when I come back, it is the Gas House Gang. Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me will talk sports next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.